Welcome to Mailbox. Time again to browse through this week's mail that has arrived from across the world. We have reported in the past fortnight on the remarkable accomplishment of Prague Mayor Pavel Bém, who reached the summit of Mount Everest last Friday, only the 10th Czech to do so. Here's a comment from Evelyn Coviello from the state of New York.
I'm writing in response to Mayor Bém's little trip to Mount Everest. So what if Mayor Pavel Bém has taken off 2 months' leave to climb Mount Everest? How many other mayors around the world have claimed that feat? Prague certainly will not fall apart in his absence. I'm sure that he has reputable staff carrying on for him. Not only did Mr. Bém bring Prague to the mountain, rest assured he will bring the mountain back to Prague. I can picture in my mind the photos proudly displayed in his office. Congrats to him.
Our regular listener Colin Law from New Zealand noticed an irregularity in our email news bulletin last weekend.
Today I received news in Radio Prague Today, both dated 6th May 2007, both sent by robot on 19th May 2007. Something went wrong with the robot?
Precisely, and thanks very much for alerting us to the problem. We apologise for the technical fault and for any inconvenience it might have caused you. The correct news bulletin was mailed to all our subscribers afterwards. If a similar problem should occur in the future, you can always fall back on our website, radio.cz/English, where, barring any technical problem, the fresh news and current affairs bulletins are displayed on the main page. Speaking of Radio Prague's website, Raymond E. Tong from Canada listens to our broadcasts regularly on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
On May the 20th, 2007, Radio Prague broadcast a remarkable story about a young woman who, in response to a sudden fire, fell off her fourth-floor balcony. Fortunately, a neighbour living on the third floor was hanging out her washing and caught the falling woman. I attempted to locate an English version of this story using Google and Radio Prague's website, but the story is not available. Could you email me an English copy of this story? Thank you.
That peculiar story with a happy ending was part of our weekly feature magazine written and presented by Daniela Lazarová and is available as all our other stories on Radio Prague's website, radio.cz. Features usually stay on the main page for a whole week. Afterwards, all stories are archived in their respective sections, that is, magazine, talking point, and so on. It may also help to use the search box on our website. For example, if you enter the keyword balcony for this story, the search engine delivers this particular edition of magazine as the first choice. Bob Boundy from New Zealand was curious about the fate of a Dutch family who were attacked last month by a dog. He would like to know more details about that incident and similar ones.
What happens to the dog breeder and the dog or dogs that attack the family? I would like to ask, are the dogs going to be destroyed and the owner prosecuted for allowing this to happen? Here in New Zealand, there are very strict rules regarding dogs. Recently, there has been one death and several other dog attacks, so here the dogs are caught and put down, and also the owner can be prosecuted and fined very heavily.
I searched the archives of the CGK news agency and it seems they did not follow up on the story, so let's hope the family are all fine and have left the country now. I also looked at other dangerous dogs stories in the past 4 years and found that in similar cases, the owner is usually sentenced to a fine between 500 and 15,000 crowns. They can be sentenced to up to 5 years if their dog injures someone. Courts can order that the dogs must be muzzled at all times and the animals are often placed in shelters. The rare cases when the dogs are actually killed are when they are at large, threatening people and cannot be calmed down. Then it is usually the police or the vet called to the scene who kill the raging animal. Just last Sunday, police shot dead a pit bull in Liberec who attacked his own master and would not let medics attend to him, so had to be put down. A bill was discussed in 2004 which stipulated special punishments for negligent dog owners, but the debate did not produce any results. Thanks very much for all those emails and your interest in our programs. All we have time for now is our competition question for May. Many of you will have heard of the great English Oriental scholar T.E. Lawrence, or Lawrence of Arabia, as he's known to many. But although he's not so famous today, Lawrence's contemporary and great rival as the leading Arabist of his day was a Czech parson who traveled extensively in the Middle East in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He's perhaps best remembered for being the first Westerner to discover the Islamic monument, the Qusair Amra Lodge in Jordan. He was also a member of the Supreme Muslim Council in Jerusalem, the personal confessor of the Habsburg Empress Zita, and a botanist who discovered several new desert flowers. We'd like to know the name of this mystery Czech. You have until Thursday to send us your answers to Radio Prague 12099 Prague or English at radio.cz. Next Sunday, you'll find out whether you've been lucky this time.